And let me start the... Oh, there's probably an ad. Damn it. Should have loaded it. All right, let me play this. Now I'm ready.
Richard, let me ask you the final play. Take me through it.
Welcome everyone to the TBS NBA update. I'm EDD999. And, with me this week, it's been a couple weeks. With me this week is Bourne. He's over there.
Hey.
Freezing.
Freezing, cold.
And, McLean is over there. Are you freezing, McLean?
Texas freezing.
Yeah, Texas freezing. What's
like
that?
Like 30 degrees.
30 degrees. You're like, oh man, it's so cold.
It's so cold, I can't stand it.
Wow. And Bourne's like -100. Still going to work, everyone going to school, and the kind's like, I'm never leaving the house again. It's 30 degrees out. We got a lot to talk about, some NFL playoff and Super Bowl stuff, TPS NBA, obviously. But what I really want to get into is, this Richard Sherman thing, him kind of having this rant at the end of the, NFC championship game, but I don't really want to talk about what he did. I want to talk about, like, who is the Richard Sherman of the TPS NBA? Because I have my vote. Because, you know, he says, I'm the best. And there's only one team in the TPS NBA that can actually say that right now. Like, I'm the best. And that would be, of course, the TPSN Ball Riders, right? Like, if you were saying any team in the TPS NBA is Sherman, it would be the Ball Riders. You agree, right, Bourne?
Well, I guess if Sherman ends up losing with Seattle, then yeah, that would make sense.
Getting to the
chip. Pretty much set up and then just couldn't deliver on the big stage.
Oh, I'm the best. You come against me, that's what you're going to get, right? I mean, there's an actual somebody who went up against me.
Wait, hold on.
What?
The Seahawks and 49ers, did that game end in a tie and then they just gave it the Seahawks?
Wait, hold on. It ended in a coin flip, a 50-50 play, if that's what you mean. And
it's also strange that Seattle got a bye, but they actually got into the second round.
I don't think you guys understand. Okay? I mean,
explain it to me.
Well, let's take a look, because I know what you're talking about, McLean. Last week, the TPSN, Richard Shermans played against the Mexico Crabtrees. And, right at the end of the game, like in the NFC Championship, there was a play in the end zone. And one team didn't catch the ball for a touchdown and another team got the win. That's all I'm saying. So I kind of feel like it's justified that the TPSN Ball Riders are the Richard Shermans of the TPS NBA. I mean, you went up against the best. That's what you're going to get.
You tied me.
We didn't tie though. Look at the standings. Look at the standings. In the standings, the TPSN Ball Riders are 12-1. So I don't understand why you say we tied.
No, I mean the tie counts as a win because that's the way you set it up.
That's not.
But you didn't outscore me or anything.
Well, yeah, I did.
It's 4-4-1.
It is 4-4-1 except for the tiebreaker's points, and I dominated you in points. True or not true?
No, that's not true.
You went up against the TPSN Richard Shermans.
You just got lucky that Dirk got benched for a game.
Oh, well.
He got rested.
What do you mean he got rested? He got rested because he's old?
You. He wouldn't have even been close.
Oh, stop.
This could have been a 9-0.
Stop. Wow. Wow. Okay. So, I mean, I
played you without Sherman. I benched Sherman. And I still tied you.
I think we can all agree that the Ball Riders are the Richard Shermans, the TPS NBA. That's pretty clear. Let's talk about the football games. The Patriots losing to the Broncos, and that was kind of a boring game. I don't know if you guys watched it, but it was really boring. Like, the Broncos had it from the beginning, and there was a late game surge, but it just wasn't enough. And it was kind of just the Broncos game to lose the whole time. And they just took care of business, just like what Peyton Manning does. Right, McClain? I mean, that's what Peyton Manning does. He just takes care of business.
I guess so. I mean, this is what the AFC has been for the last couple of years, where there's only one good team. They kind of just beat everybody.
Beat everybody, not really showing how bad that one good team is, right? Well,
yeah.
Well, except the Baltimore Ravens won last year.
Well, yeah, they're the exception, but that's because the 49ers weren't the best team in the NFC.
What do you mean?
They got lucky. They avoided the Seahawks.
Oh, wow. But didn't the Seahawks have to lose, though?
They got fluked out by the Falcons.
Oh, man.
The refs gave them that game.
What do you mean?
Because it was Tony Gonzalez's last game.
Oh, so that's...
And he was going to retire without ever winning a game.
So they gave it to him.
In his career.
So he didn't have to retire so that he could come out of retirement.
Just yeah, he tricked them. That's why they screwed the Falcons this year.
Wow. I didn't know all that. I'm glad you enlightened us.
So now you see the 49ers were a fraud.
Oh, yeah. It all makes sense now. So that's why they couldn't take care of business this year then. Because they were a fraud and finally got to be exposed because there was no ulterior motives to try to get somebody into a Super Bowl.
Well, they couldn't avoid the Seahawks this year.
Wow. That game was much better, obviously. In part because of Richard Sherman kind of going off at the end of the game, but it was, the 49ers were winning. Bourne, were you able to watch it?
Yeah, I watched that one. I didn't watch the New England game. I don't know. It's like, you really would have thought that, Kaepernick would have played a little bit better than what he did. Like, every time just seemed to have, he's throwing across the field a lot, like making a lot of those running plays and.
The throwing across the field, I saw it and I'm like, oh, that is not good. That is the easiest way to get picked off.
Yeah. I don't know. What was his, I'd have to see, but did he even run that much in the game?
He ran a little bit. It wasn't like going off.
Yeah.
He got 130 yards.
So, see, okay, he didn't run a lot.
He ran a little bit.
he had that 160 yard.
Yeah, he
run.
Had like 160 yarder.
Okay. It just didn't seem like, I don't know, Seahawks had a complete game basically, and 49ers just didn't distribute the ball to a lot of the guys maybe as evenly as they have in weeks past. Like, I think, targets did Davis get, like two or something like that?
Really?
That's it? Like he didn't get very many.
He only had two. He had two receptions.
Two
three
receptions.
Targets.
Okay. Yep. Should have stat checked before I started spouting off stuff. But yeah, I don't know. It didn't seem like it was a surprise that Seahawks won because it just seemed to kind of have a lot already kind of developed from the very beginning of the game to know that. I mean, I guess it would have been a surprise for me, at least, by the end of that game if 49ers were able to squeak through with that win. Even if it did come on that last play, I mean, I didn't feel like it was necessary.
Well, even if they tied the game, you're saying you still don't think they could have won.
I think Seattle just kind of didn't, they kind of coasted maybe towards the end there, but I think for the most part they were in control of that whole game.
Okay, so, who played better then, Russell Wilson or Kaepernick?
I would say Wilson just because of having a more well-balanced attack.
I'm so confused by these statistics because Kaepernick has a QBR of 65.1. I don't know if that's good or not, right? But in context, Russell Wilson had a QBR of 38.9. So that means Kaepernick played better, right?
I mean, it's the opposite in passer rating.
Yeah, but it's the complete opposite in passer rating. Kaepernick 56.4 and Russell Wilson 104.6. Huh. So these measurements are useless. They're useless. Like, this is a perfect example of these tell us nothing. Absolutely nothing, because they're exact opposite ratings and two different ways to measure a quarterback. I don't know who played well. That does, oh man. I guess I'm going to have to give it to Doug Baldwin. He had 6 receptions for 106 yards. Okay. So,
I didn't realize Russell got actually 0 yards rushing.
They held him in check.
I guess
they know how to stop him. They just couldn't stop Baldwin. Game changer.
They don't have the best CB in the land.
So now we're to the Super Bowl. It's the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. And this is pretty much a foregone conclusion, right? Like, this is Seattle's game to lose. And we all seen it before. Manning chokes in these situations. He's a choker. He got gifted one free Super Bowl when he had to play the Bears, but that one really doesn't count, right? Like, any team that is quarterbacked by Rex Grossman is not going to win a Super Bowl. Everyone saw that coming.
So then who gets that Super Bowl? Is it just vacant?
I think, yeah, let's just leave it vacant. I agree. I think that's a good idea. That one, yeah, vacant. Just a V. So then now Manning there again, but I mean, let's just stack up the excuses for him right now. Cold weather. He's old. It's outside. He's old and he chokes. I don't see how the Seahawks lose. They have Richard Sherman. He's the best. They got beast mode. Nobody can sack Russell Wilson. I mean, I have the Seahawks by 2 touchdowns. Who's with me? McLean, you're with me.
Seahawks?
Yeah, Seahawks by 2 touchdowns.
No, I think the Broncos. I don't know. I've picked the Seahawks the entire time.
You got to go with them. You got to go with your heart.
Manning.
No.
He's got it.
No, he doesn't have it.
He has it.
No, he absolutely doesn't have it.
This is his final year, and he's going to pull a Tony Gonzalez and get his first real win. Because the other one doesn't count.
Make it.
Yeah.
What about you, Borg? Come on.
Well, everything I read has a lot of people have picked Denver, but I just don't see how nobody's really talking about Denver's defense.
Because they're terrible.
Well, right. And nobody thinks that Seattle can't score enough to kind of stay close, and they're going to make the defensive stops when necessary and then eventually pull ahead.
Exactly. They're going to make Manning wish he was still injured.
Because I'm looking at their schedule, and they've averaged, what, like mid-30s as far as points goes? And I think with the Seattle defense, it's going to be maybe low 20s to mid-20s, and I think Seattle can score that much, if not more, based on Denver's D.
Well, I'm going to throw a wrench into your little scenario here.
All right.
They played Indianapolis, Seattle did, and lost to Indianapolis 34-28 back on October 6th.
Okay. And you're looking at that loss that Denver had?
Guess who beat Denver on October 20th?
Seattle. Or, I'm sorry, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, 39-33.
What does any of that mean?
Yeah, how is that your wrench again?
That means...
Are you still trying to figure it out?
Well, hold on.
You have Indianapolis
hold
coming
on.
In?
Wait, hold on.
Taking over.
Wait, I'm not done yet. Then, hold on, let me get back to my schedule here. Who did Indianapolis lose to in the divisional round of the playoffs? The Patriots. Who did the Patriots get beat by? Denver. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Because Indianapolis was leaning on Donald Brown the entire season after they had traded for Trent Richardson.
Touchdown, Donald Brown?
Yeah.
Touchdown, Brown?
First down, Brown.
First down, Brown.
First down, Brown, yeah. And Canada might be surprised, too, that this also, again, was the team that had Kobe Fleener on their team.
Kobe Fleener.
Fleener? So what exactly was the wrench? Just,
I'm just
like a 7 degrees of
Kevin Bacon type of seven scenario? Degrees. Hold on. I was trying to get this back to Detroit somehow.
I know. I was waiting for where it was going to end
but
up.
But unfortunately,
you can't find anyone Detroit beat.
Yeah. I can't find anybody that Detroit beat that was on the schedules. I was going to try to make it. That means that 2014 is the year of the Lion. Didn't quite work out for me. Yeah, they had to win a few more games. Damn it. They lost to all those teams. Doesn't quite work.
Seattle. I just don't see.
Seattle. Yeah. Yeah.
Seattle can make the defensive stops when necessary. I mean, they had that, wasn't it, after what's his name? The linebacker got injured. Then they made that goal line stop there.
Yeah.
Against 49ers.
Yeah.
Denver just can't do those type of things.
No, that's a free touchdown. Absolutely. Don't they have a prop bet thing on ESPN? I wanted to make a prop bet group. Oh man, ESPN is really dropping the ball this year. Damn it. Next time. Cause I wanted to have a group so that we could bet like how long the national anthem's gonna be.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Didn't we do that last year?
Yeah, we did do it last year, but I don't see it on here. I was gonna set it up right now. Hopefully maybe they'll set it up later in the week. Be on the lookout in your emails.
All right.
If they set it up this year. Okay, so enough football. Okay. Pro Bowl happened, whatever. You guys didn't watch that, right?
No. Nope.
Yeah.
Ugh. Who won?
I don't know.
I saw they were trying to make a story out of Jamaal Charles getting hit by his own teammate.
What? Did he?
Yeah. He got tackled by his own guy and it was like a heavy tackle, I guess.
So, ooh.
And then his teammate bragged about it on Twitter, ooh, saying about how it felt good.
Oh, okay, so that is interesting.
It's whatever.
I wish
he's probably gotten hit harder in other games.
Yeah, but his teammate was letting out some frustration. There's some problems in
looks
that
like
locker room.
Rice won. Team Rice.
Team, what's Team Rice? What does that mean?
They looked like they had the Oregon jerseys on.
Ugh.
You don't like those?
No, like the fluorescent?
No, these were the gray, like the sharp gray with like, the bright yellow, like kind of accents and stuff.
That's for the kids.
That was decent. I thought it was decent.
Pro Bowl needs to be three colors. Red, white, and blue. USA.
Pro Bowl's gotta do something different. Can we just have them all play, on Madden or something at the same time?
That would be more enjoyable. I think that I would watch that. I would definitely watch that. you have to play your position. Oh man. Being a lineman, that would be so boring.
Yeah, I know. They don't even have buttons for it.
You just stand there. Just move forward.
Just push forward on the action stick.
Okay. Let's get into some Michigan basketball. Oh yeah, best week ever. Number 3, Wisconsin.
Wait, does that mean you guys are already gonna bow out of the March Madness?
What are you talking about? What, remember when I called Michigan would be undefeated in the Big Ten 2 weeks ago? Guess what Michigan is still? Undefeated in the Big Ten.
Ohio State just lost again to Penn State in overtime.
They're gonna, oh man.
Means they're gonna get a better seed and they're gonna cruise.
Oh, they'll be lucky to, didn't I call it? They'll be lucky to make the tournament.
They're going to make the tournament.
They've lost. Oh my gosh. Look at all these L's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of their last 6 in Big Ten.
Yeah, it's
play.
Not exactly losses to Big Ten teams that I thought they would lose to, but.
They're losing to everybody, literally.
Yeah, it was one of the worst weeks ever.
Oh, so good. Oh, it makes it even all the sweeter. Penn State. Michigan to beat them by 20, guaranteed. Put it on the board. Did they play Penn State? Oh, I don't see them on here. They already beat them by 20. So Michigan beats number 3 Wisconsin. Get out of here, Wisconsin.
Did they storm the court?
Please. You think Michigan? They expect to win. They're not going to storm the court when they expect to win. Number 10, Iowa. Get out of here.
Well, it was at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So I don't think Wisconsin was storming the court.
That would be called a riot. Number 10, Iowa, get out of here. Number 3, Michigan State, get out of here. I don't care if 2 of your players are injured. No excuses. You're number 3 in the nation, and we took you down. Eat it. On your floor. That is, that's called, Chrysler Arena North now. And I'm telling you, Purdue, Indiana, Nebraska, three easy wins.
That was Michigan's first win against a top five Spartan team since 1979.
3-0 against top 10 talent, three straight games. First time ever in the history of the world that's ever happened. Put that in your stats and smoke it. Stauskas is probably going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft. He looks that good. He looks like a man possessed right now. A man possessed. He can't miss. Every time he shoots, I think it's just going in. If I was playing pickup ball with him, once he went up to shoot, I would just run the other way for defense. That's how good he is right now. He is zoning right now.
Nobody was talking about him a couple weeks ago.
Yep. And he's making
even starting at that point.
He's making them pay now for that. Don't forget him. Don't sleep on Stauskas.
He's making the coach pay.
He is making the net pay. Nothing but the bottom board. Nothing but the bottom.
Oh, is that where your wrench went?
And just wait. Just wait. Because I'm looking at their schedule right now and I don't see anybody who can beat them.
Okay. February 11th, 16th, and
23rd. Oh my gosh. February 11th. Who's that? Isn't that the last place team in the Big Ten?
It's another 9 o'clock game.
Yeah.
You're gonna be calling, Michigan's, athletic director telling them that they need to play earlier so they can study for tests.
Oh man, I can't wait. I've already got my bracket filled out. I was telling the guys at work, I already have my bracket filled out.
I bet you do.
Give them the number one seed and just let's put them in the championship.
Cruise control then?
Yep, cruise control all the way to the championship. The only thing I need to figure out is who they're going to beat. That's it. And watching these Big Ten teams play, oh man, oh man. I feel bad. I feel bad for the Big Ten, to be honest with you. Because I don't see any of these teams getting much farther than the Sweet 16. I mean, I'm doing my research, Bourne. I'm doing my research. And all I can see right now is blue. Maize and blue. Come over to the good side. Well, there's still a chance.
No, I've seen how your bandwagons go before. They look good on the outside, but they're broken down on the inside.
What about North Texas?
Well, it was a better week than Ohio State.
Oh, man.
But not much better.
They didn't lose 4 out of the last 5?
No. Oh, okay. Only 3 of the last 5.
Oh, see? A little better.
And they dropped the big game.
Oh, the big
game.
Wait, the game? Charlotte?
The game.
Correction, that could be 5 out of the last 6 now with the Penn State loss.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But go ahead.
They lost to the Charlotte 49ers. By 2.
The team that's better than Michigan.
I was just going to ask that, yeah.
So now they're equal to Michigan because they both lost by 2.
Wow.
Wow.
So, yeah. That's the only reason Michigan's on a winning streak.
Why? What do you mean?
They're dodging North Texas.
Oh, yeah, dodging.
Keep dodging them.
Well, they're not going to play them this year because obviously Michigan isn't going to be in the NIT.
You don't think North Texas, oh, they can't make the tourney?
Oh, no. Ooh, you know why North they can't Texas? Make the, yeah, they can't make the tournament. You know why? Cause they're 11-9.
They could win the division.
No, they're not winning the division. They're not winning anything.
It could beat Southern Miss.
Oh, nobody beats Southern Miss. Southern Miss is stacked this year.
Or Old Dominion.
Have you seen that front court?
No.
They got range.
Research you've done?
They've got range.
I was looking up Stauskas' draft position.
Ooh, number one?
Well, he was unranked last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't, yeah. Best week ever though. Now
he jumped up to 14.
See?
What? I'm
telling you. Instant offense.
So yeah, everyone else has apparently sucked.
He better light Ohio State up.
Oh, he is.
If he's gonna be even top 10, he better light Ohio State up.
It's already lit. That's how on fire he is. They call him, Uncle Ben. Cause he's instant white rice. I mean, instant offense. That's what I meant. Instant offense.
What is he, are you trying to say he's the good version of Glenn Rice Jr.?
Oh, he is the, yeah, way good, much better, 1,000,000% version of Glenn Rice Jr. Absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, man. And once, their team is still so young, but so poised. I mean, they learned so much from that championship run last year. They're not afraid of anyone. You can see it in their eyes. They have the fire. They have the fire.
Did Stauskas even play last year?
Yes.
Did he play in the national championship
game? Yes. How dare you?
Was he the guy who came out of nowhere?
No.
He's from Ontario.
No, he's not the guy who came out of nowhere.
Who was that guy?
That was Spike. Spike whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That guy.
That guy was shooting way too much.
Spike Albrecht?
Yes.
From Crown Point?
Oh. And you know, every time he made a basket, I was cursing him in the championship because I knew what was going to happen. They were going to leave him in. And I'm like, no, I don't care how many three-pointers he makes. He might not ever miss one for the rest of his career. You need to take him out because you have the player of the year on the bench. And at some point, this kid is going to miss a shot and he's a defensive liability. And no, don't fall into the trap of benching Trey Burke over Spike. And they did. They left him in too long. That's why they lost. Oh, Beeline should be fired.
I thought it was because Louisville was better.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it at all. It's because they left Spike in way too long. They fell for the trap. They were letting him shoot. I mean, who can't hit wide open jump shots? It was good coaching. That's what it was.
Josh Smith.
good coaching who decided to play Spike instead of a top 10 player for the 2014 draft.
I'm still mad about that. He should have been top 5. All right, let's get into the TPS NBA. Let's get into what's been happening in our fantasy basketball league. And it's more of the same. Ball Riders just beating everyone. Currently standing at 12-1. That's only one loss on the season. One fluke loss, a 5-4 loss to McLean. But he couldn't do it twice, could he? No, he couldn't.
No, I could only tie you the second time.
Now the Ball Riders are 12-1, first in the league. Have the number one seed all wrapped up, essentially. There's no way that I'm going to lose that. I don't think, like I said, I'm not going to lose for the rest of the season.
Oh, you're done.
The current standings in the Black Division, the Great Wall of Durant and Mexico Brownies, both 9-4, Team Beast Mode 7-6, and We're Goofy Goobers at 1-12. Keep trying.
What's John's record against Durant?
Ooh, it's a good question. Let's look it up here. So against Durant, he is 0-1, 0-2, 0-3.
Really?
No.
You've played him three times.
0-2.
0-2. I wouldn't be surprised about the scheduling, but. Well,
yeah, he has lost to the Great Wall
of
Durant.
I'm looking at the schedule.
Yeah.
And it has our matchup listed as a T.
Well, that's not true. Because I'm 12-1.
It's official now.
It is an official.
It's in there as a T.
Look at my record. That's official. 12-1.
I'm looking at the result.
It
says T.
Look at the 12 and then look at the 1.
You haven't beat me yet.
That's
this
all
year.
You need to know. Stop. Just stop. 12-1. Okay? 12-1.
Is that one a T? Or is that the loss?
That's the loss. That's the first loss. That's the only loss. That's the fluke loss. White Division. Hampton, 9-4, leading the division. Not too bad. Followed by Basketball Reasons, 8-5. And then Hell in a Hand Baskets and Ball and Bowser, both 5-8. And Buzzer Boozers, Team Canada, 0-13. So he's still trying hard.
He changed the name.
Crazy, though.
Well, he changed the name, and he added an image, an avatar, Steve Nash with a peace sign. So, Al Jefferson's playing, and he's not in his lineup. Trying hard.
Is that just some Canadian love there that he's got going on?
I think so. I think
he's got injured Kemba Walker.
Yeah, that's true. He does.
So he's trying.
He is trying. I mean, everyone on his team is 100% owned, except for Cantor, Lynn. Yeah.
Anus.
Those are legit players, though. You would want those players on your team. So.
Why is the Detroit game postponed?
Oh, the weather.
Oh.
Atlanta can't get through.
Hotlanta is now Snowlanta. Yeah.
I thought no one wanted to see Atlanta and Detroit.
That might be true, too. So let's talk about what's going on right now in the TPS NBA. Ball Riders are taking on Lionel Hampton. Hampton got off to a quick lead at the beginning of the week, but what goes around comes around. And the Ball Riders are coming around, currently leading 7-2.
Still tight.
You think you can do something here? I mean, the Ball Riders are 12-1.
I'm really hurting right now. The last couple weeks have been a lot closer than they should have been just because I've got, I had three guys that were out. Now one of them just got healthy today, Vukovic from his concussion, but, Varejao just went down yesterday. So we'll see if that's going to be something that's long term or not. He hyperextended his knee.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah.
Just drop his career?
Him. Yeah, that's it.
He's injured every year.
That's what he does, right? He plays hard, he gets your hopes up, and then goes down with the season-ending injury. Misses.
And then the Cavaliers
games.
Say, oh man, we should have traded him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we missed our chance.
Classic Varejao.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm getting hit with the injury bug a little bit. Pekovic just went down. He looks to be out a week or two, potentially. DeRozan, sprained ankle. Thankfully, I had the vision when DeRozan went down. I picked up Terrence Ross. Didn't that guy just score 50-some points in an NBA game?
Yeah, it was a hot potato for everybody else. They didn't want the ball.
So he said, give me the ball. I'll shoot it.
Give it to me.
Which he's doing today, or he did today also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He went off today.
He shot a lot.
He shot. He didn't make a lot, but he shot a lot.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, my team is still stacked. Probably, like I've said before, won't lose for the rest of the regular season.
Wait, how did you beat me last week in turnovers?
What do you mean?
Like, is that a miracle or
no,
something?
No, I've upgraded.
Did you sell your soul or something?
Jody Meeks.
Jody Meeks?
Jody Meeks.
That cuts down Stephen Curry's turnovers?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Jody
yeah,
Meeks.
Yeah, you got lucky.
He's a calming effect on my team.
This won't happen next time we play.
Do we play again? Hold on.
Well, that depends on you.
What do you mean, depends on?
Depends on how far you make.
Whoa, what do you mean?
You can get out of the first round this
time. Whoa.
Yeah, John can't really control that.
I'll see one of you in the championship.
Okay.
I'll be waiting.
Well, I heard that in the TPS NFL. And then it didn't happen.
Yeah. The face John was looking across was completely different than who he was expecting.
Look harder. All right, let's see what Mexico Brownies are doing right, or the Mexico Brown Bombers are doing right now. Currently losing 3-6 against basketball reasons. Again, you lost to a better team last week. You're losing to a better team this week. I'm pretty sure your season's over.
It's still early.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, that's early.
There's no games on Sunday.
There's tons of games on.
Not or Saturday. One of those days there's no games. I'm telling you. I'm looking
okay, at yeah, Sunday.
I'm looking at your schedule.
I guess I'll have to finish him off on Saturday.
I don't see how you win another matchup, to be honest with you. I'm looking at your schedule and like the week matchup 13 losing to me was like you're lying in the sand. Remember when franchise and I called it wouldn't win another matchup and he's lose. I'm doing it again. I'm calling it again. You will not win another matchup for the rest of the season.
Losing the second best power forward in the league was pretty crushing.
Who?
Ryan Anderson.
Oh, stop. Stop.
What?
Please. He's not the second best power forward.
Second best power forward.
No, I have three power forwards better on my team alone.
No, you don't.
Oh yeah, absolutely I do. Dre well, Drummond?
Where were they when I beat you down with Ryan Anderson?
Dre Drummond? Carmelo Anthony? Come on.
Uh-huh. Name the three.
I only have two. Oh wait, Blake Griffin. Any? Blake Griffin?
Hmm? You named zero.
Blake Griffin, way better than whatever bum you're throwing out there.
No. But I did try to replace him and I made a big trade.
A big trade?
Kyle Korver.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, it hasn't worked out so far.
Well, what'd you give up?
I don't remember. Someone from the Bulls.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, it was Taj Gibson.
Ooh, Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal. Yeah, I think he got dropped immediately.
Yeah, I was going to say it was worthwhile trade.
And what's going on with you and Manu Ginobili? I mean, come on.
What do you mean?
I took his best games.
Oh, no, well, I did. What happened was that was against you.
Yeah.
On the last day, it was going to come down to steals. And I was looking for who's most likely to get one steal, because that's all I needed. It was one steal. And I had like four guys, and none of them could get one steal. So you fluked out on turnovers and steals.
Oh, come on. That's how good my team is. Stop. I'm not the turnover machine anymore.
You are the turnover
machine.
I've
changed my game.
And Monte Ellis has become the turnover machine, so now you're going to have two of them. Him and Curry.
Oh, man. It doesn't matter. I can overcome. My team is that good. I mean, look, ESPN thinks I tied you, but I actually won. Just look at my record. 12-1.
I'm going to crush you.
12
if we play again.
And 1.
We probably won't, though.
All right, let me go back to the scoreboard here, see what else is going on in TPS NBA. Boren, let's talk about... Oh, we're playing, but I'm dominating you. We already mentioned that. Team Beast Mode is currently beating Ball and Bowser 7-2. Oh, look at this. Goofy Goobers take the 1-12 Goofy Goobers taking on the 0-13 Buzzer Boozers.
A close game.
This is a close matchup. Two teams that really want to get a win. And the only victory that Goobers has this year is against the Boozers. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
so, right. So this is a rivalry. This is kind of the toilet bowl, I guess. The two worst teams, a bum fight, some might say.
Darkie's trying to prevent a third manager from taking over his team this year.
So, stay tuned for that one. If you're an owner, you want to pay special attention to this matchup. It's going to be close. It's going to be a good one. And last is, Great Wall of Durant leading 6-3 against Helena Handbaskets. And, I'm going to go to if the playoffs started today to see where we're at. Projected playoff brackets has the number 4 Mexico Brown Bombers taking on the TPSN Ball Riders.
Somebody's not making it out of the first round.
What are you talking about? That's if the playoffs started today, I'd have to beat you again. Again.
You mean for the first time.
Again. Number 3, Great Wall of Durant would be taking on Lionel Hampton as the 2 seed. And I agree, like, this is a little messed up, right? Because even though Hampton is leading his division, he would be the fourth best team, right?
Why?
Well, because the black division is stacked, right? I mean, what's your record against the Brown Bombers? Let's do the math here.
I think I lost by 1 point on that one.
Okay. So you lost to the Brown Bombers, right? What's your record against the Great Wall of Durant?
Let's see. Durant. I won that 6-3.
Okay, so you're 1-1 against the second tier black division teams.
Yep.
Okay, so you'll be in between them. You'd be the third best team.
Well, technically 1-2 because I played you, right?
Oh yeah, but come on. Everyone loses to me. Stop. You're making me blush. So you would be the third or fourth best team in the black division.
Yeah, I've been going through injuries the last couple weeks.
You think you're going to make it out of that division alive? I mean, you're only a half game up on basketball reasons. Anything could happen.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. Look, I play Beast Mode, and the Goobers. And actually, I play you 3 times, huh? How'd that work out?
I want to beat the best.
Look at this.
What can I say? I want to beat the best.
Great Wall of Durant. And then instead of coming back and playing Bowser, Handbaskets, Reasons, Boozers again, I play somebody outside of my division.
I need a challenge.
For a third time.
I got to prove to everyone I'm the best team in the TPS NBA. I got to play
the
best
team. This is just setting it up for a greater fall once the playoffs start.
Because, I mean, I'm going to be 18-1.
Going to be Kid Icarus.
I'm going to have shown that I can beat all the good teams in the black division, beat all the good team in the white division, set myself for a championship run that this league has never seen, basically.
And each of these, I'm looking at the playoffs, each of these is 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
So, I mean, you thought 1 week were blowouts when I was playing people? Oh, man.
I didn't think that.
9-0.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm not.
9-0. I'm just trying to see what am I going to make as a trophy. What kind of championship trophy am I going to get myself? Let's see. What else? Have you guys watched any basketball? I can't bear to watch my Pistons. I just can't. I just can't do it. They're so bad. They miss so many shots.
Well, today they're playing good.
Because they didn't take any shots. You can't miss them if they don't take them.
It's their best game so far of the year.
I've started to watch Bulls games again. I remember this happened last year. So depressed about the Pistons, I had to watch
the Bulls. Aren't any better.
No, but the Bulls play hard at least. They're not any better, I agree. But they play hard. And sometimes Joakim Noah, like, screams and yells at somebody. So that's entertaining. And who doesn't love a good Carlos Boozer scream?
Me.
You're telling me you don't
watch the Pacers?
I can't. I don't get the Pacers games.
Why don't you get the Pacers?
I'm not in the region or whatever. I get Bulls. I get the Bulls. That's it. I know. It's a damn shame.
They had league pass.
Not this year. I couldn't do it. I didn't want to watch that many breaks. Maybe I'll get it again when it goes on discount.
So how were you watching the Pistons?
What do you mean? NBA.TV or whatever the hell. Game of the week, whenever they would come on. Like twice.
When were they ever the game of the week?
They were the game of the week. Once. Telling you. Fan night or whatever.
Jeez, they're just saying our number one draft pick, Anthony Bennett, scored a season high 15 points on Tuesday.
Ooh.
He's awful.
He is a flop.
That's so cool.
He is a flop. And now Kyrie Irving just said he can't wait to leave Cleveland.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, I can't wait to leave Cleveland. Why couldn't they cut me like they did?
He didn't say that.
Bynum. So I wish I was Bynum right now and I wouldn't have to
be here.
Well,
just they've got Mike Brown and who's defensive oriented and that's not at all what Irving is. He's just a scorer. He's like Melo in that sense.
He wants to fill it up.
Fill up the stat sheet.
I don't think any team will win a championship with Kyrie Irving as their number one.
Unless he's going to take a pay cut, I don't think he can.
He's good, but he doesn't have it.
He's not a distributor.
He's got to learn how to get everyone else involved. Ooh, speaking of getting everyone else involved, I finished Sacred Hoops. Phil Jackson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Got through the book, whatever. He's talking about all this mumbo jumbo about the Bulls, whatever. The thing I took away from it is roles. That's what makes a good team. Everyone knowing their roles. And I know my role on this podcast. I'm like the Michael Jordan. I'm like the Michael Jordan, right? Like, you guys agree with me, right?
Who's the coach that put you in charge of that role?
I am also Phil Jackson.
Oh.
I'm like a Michael Jackson. And so, that started me to think, well, okay, then what is everyone else? And so since Bulls was the context, so those championship Bulls team. And mostly he talked about the first three teams. So I'm thinking about franchise. Like franchise, he has to be Bill Cartwright, right? He has to be Bill Cartwright.
Oh, I was going to say Rodman.
Rodman? Really?
Well, he can be really steady and dependable, but every now and then he has an outbreak.
Ooh, you're right. I agree. Every now and then he goes crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Franchise is the Rodman. And that's his role. We need him to be that. Right there, we can count on him until he goes crazy. And then we can't count on him.
And then he starts going to North Korea.
Yeah. It starts gargling marbles at everyone. Okay, so then what's that make McLean?
From the first three teams, who do you got? You got BJ Anderson,
Armstrong,
Paxson,
Armstrong.
Well, I mean, are we allowed to count Rodman? Because he was in the last three, right?
It was in the book, so yeah.
Okay.
He talked about Rodman. He just spent more time talking about the other three teams.
Okay.
Judd Bushler.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
I mean, McClain, can you hit a three?
He just headed out. He got booted or something.
Okay, then we get to make, Okay. I just pulled up the 97, 98 Chicago Bulls roster.
Who was the, okay, go ahead. Go ahead if you're.
Okay. So I'm thinking like players who didn't play a lot. Jason Caffey, Joe Klein was on there for a little bit. Luke Longley.
I was going to say, either Longley or Kukoc.
Longley or Kukoc?
Yeah.
Maybe Kukoc.
Cause Kukoc was really smooth. Like he was a big man. He's kind of like the pre-Dirk, basically.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Pre-Dirk, before we understood what Dirk could be.
Yeah.
I agree with that. You agree with that, McClain?
Definitely.
We just made you Tony Kukoc. That's your role.
You're awesome.
Dirk before Dirk knew that there could be a Dirk. Like, we'd be like, who is this European guy that can dribble and shoot?
And take carried Michael Jordan?
Pissed off Scottie Pippen. Who is this guy? Okay, so that's you. You're Tony. Okay, so Bourne, what about you?
You guys determine that.
Okay, so hold on. I'm going to go to the 98-99 Chicago Bulls. I think that would be a better team to reference in for this. Let's see. Hold on. Let me click one. All right. 98-99 Chicago Bulls. This was the team. Ooh, this is not good.
That's not a good-looking team.
No, that's not a good. Let me go back a little bit. Let's not do 98-99. That is not a.
Because Jordan wasn't on the team?
No, already? He was gone. That was. Yeah, okay. All right. All right. How about 92, the first Bulls championship run. That seems more like your style, Born. Bob Hansen. A blank. He hit a couple clutch shots at some point in his career. Let's see, his career average.
I'm not even seeing him on the roster.
Oh, wow.
Are you 91, 92?
Yeah, 91, 92. Come on. He was 31. He played in 66 games that year. Oh, he was clutch too.
He didn't even play a full season?
Nope. He averaged 2.5 points a game.
He's from Iowa.
Okay, maybe, alright, hold on.
Who are we talking about?
We're trying to see, who was born? What is his role?
He's talking about in Chicago's teams that, the Zen master said that people had to know their roles to be truly great.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm the Michael Jordan.
Did he pick Jordan for himself?
No, not obviously. I'm just going with what lines up best. I am Jordan and Jackson all combined as one.
And we said, franchise. Well, Edidi said franchise was maybe, Cartwright.
Yeah.
But I said Rodman because he can be dependable, but he still has his outbursts from time to time.
Ooh, I know who Bourne is. And then obviously we said you're Tony Kukoc.
What about Steve Kerr?
See, I think better for Bourne would be Horace Grant. don't you agree?
I did have rec specs when I was
in
middle school.
See? So he knows the look. He has the look. And Horace Grant.
And I got more FaceTime on NBA Jam than Jordan did.
Exactly. And Horace Grant was like the pillar. Like he held everything together. He was like top of the key in that triangle offense. He needed to hit that 15-foot jumper. Bourne, we can always count on you to hit a 15-foot jumper.
So you're just going to call me the general from now on?
General. Yes. I'm telling you. Now, the problem is we have no Scottie Pippen. That's what we're lacking, I think. I need a Scottie Pippen, guys.
Dare you? And you get all the glory.
I need a Scottie Pippen. I need another guy to be there and have a migraine when I most need him. I need a guy to pull himself off the court because the coach called a play for Kukoc and refused to go in. I need that guy who makes a lot of bad investments and gets in fights in hotel lobbies. So if you're out there. Oh, there goes McClain again. He didn't like that.
Well, who's Darkie?
darkie. He's Scott Williams. He's Scott Williams for sure. Because Scott Williams, at the time, before he accepted his role, he wanted more time. He was complaining. No, that wasn't Scott Williams. Was it Stacey King?
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
I think it was Stacey King. He wanted more time. He didn't understand his role. He was trying to get in, and then somebody had to set him straight. By set him straight, I mean suspend him.
Wasn't he in a movie?
Stacey King?
Yeah.
Oh, if he wasn't, he needs to be. He calls the Bulls game. He's the local guy.
Okay.
For the Bulls.
Maybe I'm thinking of, was it Stacey Augman?
I don't know. If he was in a movie, I don't know. I don't remember that.
Mm, all right.
So, Darkie, you can be Stacey King. You want the ball more, but no, we're not going to give it to you.
We know better.
Yeah, we know exactly. And I'm not quite floating yet. I'm still working on it. I just read a great article in Time magazine about floating. I'm getting there. It's a process. You can't rush these things.
Okay.
At some point, I will be floating. Just not yet.
Hmm.
I need to read his other two books. Then I'll float.
I didn't realize he had that many.
Oh, yeah. 11 rings.
What does he talk about in the other two?
Probably the exact same things. And how Kobe's uncoachable.
Just in case you forgot.
Yeah.
Here's another reminder of my greatness.
Here's the exact same story I told. When I was a young blah, 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 playing on the Knicks with such and such great players, me and Dave DeBuscher. Man, I can't wait till.
Did he talk at all about his chair?
No, not in the book
his
I read.
Throne?
No, he didn't.
And how it was, just needed to be taller than everybody else and not necessarily for his back?
Really?
I don't know. It's just always a guess.
Wouldn't surprise me. He had some interesting stories about playing, being a coach in a Mexican league or some league where they spoke Spanish and he couldn't understand them, but he was their coach, but they couldn't communicate with each other because they didn't speak the language. And that when he would go to games, it was like when he was first learning Zen, that he would calm himself so that he could rid himself from the distractions, because you know how uncivilized those people are, right, McLean? Like, those people are animals.
What are you talking about?
Sports fans in other countries.
Oh, like, okay.
The way they watch sports is very different than the way we watch sports. Like, they would literally have guns at the games and shooting them off.
Well, I don't think it's that bad. But it is pretty bad.
So he would have to meditate and get himself in a place so that he could rid himself of distractions of people shooting at each other. And the refs feeling threatened for their lives. Not making calls depending on what owner was in the stands because they wanted to go home that night.
I don't think anyone in Mexico cares about basketball.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. The Mexican League? Oh, it is huge. It is huge. The NBA.
Was it just Nahara?
Come on, you're telling me that there isn't a professional Mexican basketball league? Of course there is.
No.
It is huge in Mexico. They bring old NBA stars to coach and play in these leagues for entertainment. It was like European League before European leagues were hip. Oh, man.
When were European leagues hip?
Oh, what do you mean? Right now.
Right now?
Oh, yeah. They're in the NBA 2K. The Euro
League.
You mean
that 1 year? That 1 year when they were going to lock out?
Oh, man. That would have been great.
So it was hip like for a week?
Everyone was talking about it, weren't they?
Yeah.
Like we were going to have to watch that. Like anybody was going to watch that.
Or Allen Iverson in his three games in Turkey.
And who else? Marbury, isn't he like a...
Didn't they retire his jersey?
Did they?
Iverson? I think they did.
They should have if they didn't. He's the greatest of all time.
And Deron Williams, he was the only one who actually went over there.
That's right. I forgot about that. That short-term little stint.
But some people went to China.
Yeah, and they couldn't come back.
Yeah, they got stuck there. Who it was? Kenyon Martin, J.R. Smith,
Marbury,
Wilson Chandler.
Pretty much all of the Knicks.
Yeah, all of the ex. Yeah, What do you guys think about him, J.R. Smith? I mean, you got him on your team, McLean.
He's been better, I think.
No, he's been getting benched.
I don't know. He sucked.
He's so
bad. That whole team's in disarray right now.
They need to trade Melo.
For what?
Pieces.
They gave up everything for him.
Well, they need to give up. They need to get everything for him. Trade him to a contender.
Nobody wants him.
Detroit. Get Greg Monroe.
Didn't you say that about Josh Smith?
What? That he's...
That everybody wanted him.
Oh, everyone did want him. Now he's...
Now they all know better.
Now he's shooting three-pointers and nobody wants him. He's gotta be a better deal than Carmelo. Right? No. Get Brandon.
Trade Stoudemire. Right. Wait till he comes back. Well, he's not gonna be healthy by the time, trade deadline's up.
No.
They should trade Tyson Chandler to Dallas.
Yeah.
To Dallas?
Yeah.
No. Why? They had their chance. No.
For, the Matrix.
No. They can't trade
Dallas.
I don't
know who that is.
The Matrix Reloaded.
Sean Marion.
Oh.
No. They don't deserve him. They can't get him for cents on the dollar. They refuse to pay him.
D'Antoni will slowly get all of his old Suns players back.
It's true. They should.
Yeah.
When's Kobe coming back?
Never, hopefully.
What do you mean never? He's not going to end it like this.
Carefully, might get Sponge to call in.
Why not?
No, he can't end it like this. What?
He's got too many Facebook posts about it.
But he has no say in it.
He does have a say in it. He can't end his career just with turnovers. That he ain't going out like that.
But that's what he's been for the last 2 years.
Yeah, but at least he made some shots so he could hide his turnovers.
Did they even make the playoffs last year?
Yeah, that's where he got hurt.
Oh yeah.
Come on.
And they got swept, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Cause he went down?
Yes, that's the only reason they got swept. They were a contender.
They were a contender.
They squeaked in actually, didn't
they? Any team with Kobe is a contender. He has it.
What about the year they got beat by the Suns in the first round with Kobe in his prime?
But they didn't have Powell.
Well, you didn't say Powell has it.
Well, that's implied. I don't have to say that. Remember, Powell go win me a championship? And what did he do? He went and won him a championship. Tell it.
If anything, you're the Kobe of this.
What?
Podcast.
Whoa.
We shouldn't be talking about the Bulls. We should be talking about the Lakers.
Oh, so I'm the Kobe and Phil then?
No, just the Kobe.
Just the Kobe? Whoa.
Unless you want to be Phil in his last year swept by the Mavericks.
Well, then what's that make everyone else? Who's the Powell go win me a championship? Who's the Andrew Bynum?
If we don't have a Scottie Pippen, then we don't have a Powell go win me a championship.
Yeah, that's fitting.
Does that mean that franchise is Andrew Bynum?
Yeah.
He's going to punch Spanish people? Little Spanish.
He loves bowling?
He does love bowling.
Canada's our Lamar Odom. Can't stay off the sweets.
Who else was on that team?
I don't know. What's his name? The guy who keeps switching teams, telling him that he's going to come back. And then...
Derek Fisher?
Yeah. Oh, Derek Fisher. Who's the Derek Fisher? McLean, you're Derek Fisher.
I'm not Derek Fisher.
You're Derek Fisher. You're absolutely. Doesn't matter. You are Derek Fisher. What year was that? 2007 Lakers?
Yeah, I was going to say 2007 was the Cavs, wasn't it?
The Cavs?
Yeah.
Oh, that went to the finals?
Cavs in the, or was that 2009?
I don't remember. Oh my gosh. I can't check the internet because it's broken. But you guys can still hear me, right?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 2007 was when they went to the finals. The Lakers went to the finals and lost against the Celtics.
Oh yeah, that's the team. Who else is on that team?
That's the team?
Yeah, that's the team.
The one that lost.
The one that lost, yeah.
Trevor Ariza.
Okay.
Bynum.
Oh, that's you. More near Trevor Ariza.
What?
Yeah, you're Trevor Ariza. Come on.
All right.
That's good.
That was Kwame Brown.
Jordan Farmar.
Fisher, ooh. Or you can be Farmar.
Chris Mim.
Or Chris Mim. Wow. There's a lot of burns on there.
Ira Newble. Ronnie Turioff. His bad heart.
Poor Ronnie.
Vujicic. Chich. And Ooh. Luke Walton.
Okay, you can be Luke Walton.
No, I'd rather be Ariza.
And then McLean is definitely, definitely
Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher. Absolutely. He was like my number one hated basketball player of all time. And for no good reason whatsoever, except I hated the way he looked. That was the only reason I had for hating Derek Fisher. There's no reason for him to be any kind of good. He was only good because of the players he played with. And I hate that player. I absolutely hate that player. Who else is another guy that's only good because of the players he plays with?
Robert Horry.
Robert Horry, yes.
Well, no, he wasn't really good. He just has championships.
Yeah, but he has a lot of championships.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him good.
He wasn't a starter.
No, right? Yeah, he wasn't like a star.
Derek Fisher was a starting point guard.
For no good reason. Yeah. Except for he played on really good teams. Oh, bugs me so much. Kyrie Irving.
What? He hasn't done anything, though.
He's not a good player just because of the team he plays on, right? Because
of Bennett? Bennett carrying him?
He wouldn't even start.
Not with a season-high 15 points, no.
Dirk. That's another one. Dirk. Oh, yeah. Dirk. Absolutely. Tyson Chandler carried him. Absolutely.
Oh, what about Amari?
What about Amari?
Big time.
Yeah. Every team he's been on.
Matrix and Steve Nash.
Yeah, you're right. Amari, definitely not good. Only good because of the players he played with.
What about, from a couple years back, he was on the Celtics for a while.
Paul Pierce?
No. He was a small, like, minor role player, kind of like a, Harper.
From a few years back, was he on the teams with Pierce and?
Yeah.
Gerald Wallace?
Avery, no, not Avery.
He wasn't on the team.
dang it. Let me see, cause I think he played on against
Hamilton.
No,
he was a taller guy.
White guy?
No, he's black.
Black guy? Let me think here. Tall Gosh, guy, black, played in the Celtics.
Oh, Andrew Perkins?
No. He always wore a headband, I thought. Gosh, what's his name?
Delonte West.
No. No. I think he left and played for, the Thunder as well. And they were saying, like, every time he went to a new team, that team went to the championship.
I'm trying to think of a Celtic that played on the Thunder. And he got minutes?
Yeah, a decent amount, I thought.
Jason Terry.
No.
He was kind of tall and he wore a headband.
He is not tall at all. He's 6'2".
Yeah. What was that guy's name?
I don't know. I can't think of him.
Hashim the Beat?
No. Rasheed Wallace?
No.
Shaq?
Oh, that, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. Mo Williams.
I don't think he ever played for the Celtics.
Didn't he?
I don't think so.
Eddie House.
Mo Williams? Yeah, he was LeBron's tag team partner.
Yeah, he was on LeBron's team, but he wasn't on... Oh, James Posey. Oh.
James... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't any good at all.
He wasn't that good, but every team that he was going to... Oh, it wasn't the Thunder, it was New Orleans. When they were really, when yeah, they were decent when in they had 2008, 2009.
Chris Paul and David West.
Yep.
Yep. I remember.
And he was on Miami before.
Yep. I remember now. Posey.
He's from Cleveland. Does that say a lot?
Yes. Absolutely.
The fact that he moves around a lot.
He couldn't move around fast enough.
Is he still in the league?
No, it looks like he's done. It looked like, 2011 was his last year for Indy.
Good for him. Get out of the league.
Wow.
So speaking of players that people don't like, or especially from Cleveland, what do you guys think about our awesome hiring for the Browns and that whole frickin' process? Did you guys hear about that at all?
What was the process?
Well, they I think they interviewed 4 or 5 people first, and I think 3 of the 4 asked to bow out of the nominations. They didn't even want to be a part of it.
They removed themselves?
Yeah. Adam Gase, Broncos offensive coordinator, turned us down. Todd Bowles, the Cardinals defensive coordinator, took himself out of the running. Seahawks defensive coordinator they were going after, but he's still coaching the Seahawks, so they couldn't really do anything about that. They looked at the Packers quarterback coach, Ben McAdoo, but he took a job with the Giants. They looked at Cowboys special teams coach, Rich Bisaika. I don't know how he got an interview, but he didn't pan out. They looked at ex-Jaguars and current Falcons offensive coordinator Dirk Cotter, but that didn't happen. There was rumors that they went and visited and talked to Greg Schiano and Josh McDaniels, but McDaniels also turned them down. So then they ended up with the Bills defensive coordinator for the named Mike Pettine.
Last man standing.
Pretty much. Yeah, so it's off season is gonna look so promising.
That's okay.
And there's a movie called Draft Day with Kevin Costner in it coming out this year that's all about him being the GM for the Browns.
I thought I heard that described as the football version of Moneyball. Like they're trying to do that kind of stuff.
Okay, but it's gonna have. So it's not based on anything factual then?
I don't think so. That can't be. Not from what I'm hearing.
None of that analogy's supposed to be true.
So wait, man. Who's the coach?
Mike Pettine.
Mike Pettine.
They said he was a high school coach 12 years ago. Now he's an NFL coach. And then like in between, he was like coordinators for a couple different people.
It's going to be a long season.
Yeah.
He looks like a coach.
Yeah, he actually does. He looks a part.
Is this bald guy?
Yep.
He looks like a wrestler.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Like Jesse Ventura.
Actually, yeah.
He kind of looks like that analyst on NFL or on Fox.
Jay Glazer?
Yeah. A little bit.
I'm seeing if I can find a Jesse Ventura in a Cleveland. I search for Jesse Ventura, and your new Browns coach pops up. I'm serious, in the image search. Did he coach the Bills? Was he on Yep, that's him. Wow. So, that's dead on.
I don't see it yet, but.
Oh, wait, I did Jesse Ventura Cleveland Browns. That's why it popped up. And the guy from Hellraiser also is in that series. Actually, that's what I'm going to use as the image for the post and put a caption as that's the Browns new head coach.
Awesome.
Pettine.
Yep.
All right, let's finish up. What else we got? Anything else real quick before we finish up? Anything sports related?
I'm talking about the Mavs.
Oh, really? I just saw a post on Grantland.
Yeah, about their resurgence.
Yeah. What resurgence? Come on. Seriously.
Yeah, I know. They've always been great.
Oh, stop.
Dude, what are we talking about?
Why is everyone all of a sudden drinking the Kool-Aid on the Dallas Mavericks?
Did you see the Grantland post about Dirk never misses?
No. Oh, gosh.
They had a bunch of shot charts of like the best shooters, and there was LeBron, and there was... who was it? It was Calderon, surprisingly.
Yeah.
And it shows like where they don't miss from. And Dirk was just the entire thing. The entire court.
Wow. So what's going on? Why is everyone sucking Dirk off all of a sudden? I mean, is this his farewell? Did he announce that he's going to retire and all of a sudden he's the greatest thing?
Well, the past couple games, they've kind of fallen apart. Since everyone started sucking Dirk off. But I think they just fell asleep because today they're coming back. They got Houston.
But that'd be tough when you wake up and you find out what you're doing.
I'm just not, I'm not gonna suck. Okay. That's all I'm saying. You guys got an
easy win against Detroit.
Whoa.
And that's got them back on track.
Don't say whoa.
You should just be saying yep, yep.
Oh man. So all of a sudden, the Mavericks are the best team in the NBA.
Well, today Dirk is 11 of 14 from the field, and yep. There's still another quarter left.
So he does miss.
How many times have they played the Thunder this year?
Thunder or the Rockets?
The Thunder. Because the Thunder are pretty much the best in the West, right?
Oh, yeah. The Mavs aren't the best in the West.
No, I'm not saying that they are, but I'm just saying how do they fare against them at least?
I only see that they played them once, and it was too early.
What do you mean too early? You
know, too early to count.
What? No.
Grantland didn't cover that game.
I'm pretty sure they didn't have Calderon at that point.
Oh.
And Monte wasn't Monte.
He was Monte.
Or, yeah, you're right, he was Monte.
He's always been Monte. No matter what team he plays on, he's Monte.
That's the guy the Pistons should have overpaid. Not terrible Josh Smith.
Or Brandon Jennings.
Well, they traded for him. Or did they?
It was a sign-and-trade.
Oh.
So they had choices. Yeah. They should have just drafted Trey Burke. Because look at the output and the upside. You can pay Trey Burke a lot less money, have him on a rookie contract, major upside, and he's going to give you the same output. He'll shoot 40%. Why not? He's a rookie. He'll have...
Or Michael Carter Williams.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
What or the... who was the third point guard?
Who was the third point guard? Trey Burke, Michael Carter Williams, and I don't remember. It doesn't matter. They had a choice. They could have done it. They could have paid a rookie point guard to be Brandon Jennings and pay a lot less money and way more upside.
I forget. Who did they give up for Jennings?
They got...
Brandon Knight.
Yeah, Brandon Knight. He was,
oh, that's right.
He was bad. He was no good.
But that's an upgrade, right? Now they could try and spin him off?
No. His contract won't allow it.
Oh.
I don't...
Because you said it was just a sign and trade?
It was a sign and trade, and it was so he could get paid. He didn't get a max deal, but it was still a healthy sum. It's going to be hard to get rid of that contract now.
Oh. Did you say how many years it was?
I think it was 5.
What?
Oh, gosh.
This is your team for the next several years. Oh,
I know. That's the problem. This is the team. And Greg Monroe, he's gone.
And this
he's
is
gone.
What they blew. This is what they blew the team up for.
Yes. This is what they blew the team up for. Josh Smith under contract. Brandon Jennings under contract. You can't let Drummond go. So you're going to have to pay him.
DeMars is still leading that team?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're calling for his head.
Oh, I bet.
And you're going to lose Greg Monroe because you can't have both of them. And I don't know what they're going to get for Monroe, but he's cheap now. Oh, gosh. They have to trade him.
Is Monroe even that good?
He's 7-footer. He doesn't have to be that good. Oh, man. Yeah. That's the Pistons right now.
Let me see here. Monroe's making $4 million this year. They could dump that. That's gonna help.
Yeah, they could dump it, but
they're giving 4.5 to Jonas Jerebko.
Oh, he's a beast though. He is a beast.
Actually, Jennings is at 7'6". And Stuckey's at 8'5".
But he's a restricted free agent. They probably
and Villanueva is 8'5".
Unrestricted free agent, so don't worry about that guy either. He's gone. That contract is gone, and it's very likely that Stuckey's contract is gone.
But all of these contracts are poor.
They gotta bring back Stuckey.
They don't gotta bring back
Stuckey. Just sign Phillips another year.
Old man Phillips.
Signed for more years?
I thought it was a 1-year deal. I mean, a guy playing 4 or 5 games a year shouldn't have more than a 1-year deal.
I thought he got a 3-year.
He's got 1 year remaining.
Oh, gosh. Says. Oh, gosh. I can't believe they gave him free money.
He's not doing anything.
He's like the Pistons version of the last year's Knicks Jason Kidd. You just feel sorry
Jason
for him.
Jason Kidd was good for half the season, and then he fell apart.
Then he realized, oh, my gosh, I'm old. I can't do this.
Villanueva's got 1 year remaining, too.
That has to be this year.
So then Stuckey's done this year then?
Yes, Stuckey is done this year.
Is Ben Wallace still on the team?
No! Stop! Gosh.
Didn't they bring him back just to give him free money?
No! Maybe a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's what they're doing now with Phillips. And then they'll do it with Tayshaun.
And it, oh, they probably
maybe
will.
Rip Hamilton.
Oh, they no, Rip Hamilton's done.
Is he still in the league?
I don't think so. I think he's a free agent. But I could totally see them doing that for Tayshaun. Yeah. Bringing him in right at the end to sit the bench. Oh, what is wrong with this team? What is wrong with this team? He got lucky with the Pistons team that won the championship with Billups and Rip Hamilton. It was a down year for the NBA.
Who got lucky?
Dumars. He thought he knew what he was doing.
That team was good.
That team was a team.
Didn't they beat the Spurs?
Yeah, in the worst NBA finals ever.
Well, obviously, because it's the Spurs.
How much are they blaming this on Mo Cheeks?
They're saying he doesn't know what to do. They're saying he doesn't know what lineup, like what roles his players should be in. He's still mixing up who gets minutes, who doesn't. He's going to get the axe for sure. But that's not the problem. The problem is they can't make a basket. That's the problem. Inefficient, turnover prone. You saw Josh Smith airball a game-winning shot against the Knicks. Yeah, he's going to be the man. I'm going to be the man. I'm the man. I got a big contract. I'm Josh Smith. I'm the man. And we're playing the Knicks, and I'm going to make a shot to win the game at the end. Airball. Airball! That's the Pistons team right now. Unbelievable. Almost as bad as being a Cavs fan.
Luigi Datome?
Oh, yeah. No, he's legit.
He didn't go to college.
No, he's
that?
From Italy.
He's the Italian Jordan. Oh, yeah. He needs him and
wait,
Siva.
Italian Jordan?
Yeah, he's the Italian Jordan.
Is he anything like the Italian Dirk, Andrea Bargnani?
No, he's much more reliable. He doesn't get injured all the time. Italian Dirk.
That's what he was.
What do you mean? Who called him that?
He got drafted number one.
Nobody called him that.
Come on, you don't remember?
They got Tony Mitchell from North Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like he doesn't. His picture looks like he doesn't even want to be there.
He probably doesn't.
He's got
2 years remaining.
Yeah, he's going to be getting minutes here soon.
No wonder Cheeks is trying to have an 8-man rotation. He doesn't have anybody to play from the bench.
He has 4 rookies on his roster that I think are
Peyton Siva?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, from Louisville, right?
Yeah, from
Kyle
Louisville.
Kyle Singler? Done nothing.
That team. That team, and they spent all their money. Ugh.
This is what happened the year they went after Ben Gordon and Villanueva.
Exactly. Yes.
They did it again.
They did it again. It's because it's Joe Dumars. Oh, they could, oh, man. They just need to get rid of Dumars and then somehow shed these contracts for these players. You don't want these players. These players can't be the man on your team. They can be the other guy, the backup plan.
You gotta trade them to the Nets. They'll take anything.
They don't have anything to give.
Expiring Garnett contract.
Oh.
Or Pierce. Or the Jet.
No.
Bring the Jet to Detroit.
No! Stop saying that. I want to trade him somewhere far away, like Sacramento. Here, pretend like that's a good team to trade to, because they have good young players, and you can't have that many good young players all on the same team. And let them feel like you're getting all-stars. You're going to make a run at the playoffs. That's how you spin this. You're going to be good right away.
Yeah.
Get some of these young players.
You want a former Atlanta Hawk? Because that's worked out for everybody. Worked out for the Hawks.
It's the only one that worked out for.
Why does everybody want Josh Smith and Joe Johnson?
No, I don't know why. They've just fallen in love with their size and their position. What? I can get a 6'10" small forward? No, he's a power forward. Yeah, but I already got a power forward, so I'm going to put him a small forward. Well, he's going to miss a lot more shots that way. I don't care. It's a 6'10" small forward. Who has that? Nobody. only Oklahoma. They got a 6'10 small forward. Oh yeah. He's going to be the East version of Kevin Durant. Man. Enough about the Pistons. They're making me sick right now. Can't even think.
Ooh. Oh, I was looking up, like, last time we recorded, I talked about Drummond.
Yeah.
He's only getting rebounds because of all the bricks.
Yeah.
And I actually looked it up, and he's number one in the league in offensive rebounds. And in defensive rebounds, he's like middle of the pack.
So it is all the bricks.
Yeah.
He should probably take Jennings and Smith out to lunch. Maybe a little extra. Maybe pay
probably
their...
his field goal percentage too. A lot of putbacks, dunks.
Oh man. They're so bad. See, didn't I say I was gonna be a Bulls fan last year? This year.
Who knows?
This year I mean it. I need to move on. I got to. But I know what's gonna happen. They're gonna sign somebody or they're gonna trade somebody. They're gonna trade Monroe for picks and a prospect. Oh yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
For Trey Burke.
Oh. Yes.
If Trey Burke ever comes to Detroit, you're finished.
Oh man.
They'll draft that, the Uncle Ben guy.
Stauskas?
Yeah.
White rice. Oh, all right. Let's finish up here. All right, I got some music to play in my Skype chat. Hold on, let me pull this up. Couple weeks, we'll be back. Where's my play button?
Hello, fans of Robot Rugby League. This is the big one, the NFL semi-finals. Whoever wins this game goes through to the Super Bowl. The crowd are excited. They're showing that by waving colored stockings. We're almost underway. It's Alabama versus Notre Dame. Wow, a French team. Good luck to them. And they're beginning with a shot on goal. Blimey, seems ambitious. Wallop! No, that's sailing wide like a pathetic boat. Unlucky, fullback catches it, runs a bit, gets tired, falls over, and the score remains goalless. Here's Alabama's fly half, QB Jr. They call him the Cube for short. There's the stats. He's been on the internet 3 times. That's a school record. Let's see what QB can do. He has the ball, shows it to his friend. Friend doesn't want it. Mother goes! Caught by 83 like a dog with a frisbee. Wowzers, look at all those players on the sidelines. Not so much a subs bench as a subs borough. Alabama's fullback has a handkerchief in his back pocket. He must have a cold, but he's pressing on regardless. That's stoicism for you. Now he's got the ball. He ducks. He weaves. He bursts through a pile of blokes like a mad deflating balloon, flung over the yellow tripwire by 2 padded monsters, and chamois leathers rain onto the pitch. Oh, a man from prison has come onto the field. What's he got to say? 2 syllables. Mouth. Fist. Mouth fist. Fist line, of course. Fist line. Which means the chap dressed as Wolverine must report to the fist line. He's not best pleased about that, but those, apparently, are the rules. Alabama have another put in at the scrum. Wow, they are bossing this game up front. Notre Dame haven't had the faintest sniff of the ball yet. And speaking of sniffs, here's old Sniffly himself. He's greased himself up and he's parting the helmety sea. Flapjack! 1-0! Oh no, he dropped it! No, they haven't noticed. The try still stands. He is an ostrich of the field. Oh, it's all over! It's all over. They've taken off their hard hats and traipsed off. Alabama are through to the Super Bowl. Good for them. They'll be pleased with that. And now they line up with their bums out. Number 5 waits. A ball is guffed out. Thumper! The conversion soars through the uprights. Oh, and they've won a crystal. They've won a crystal. That kick has won them a crystal. Alabama make the Super Bowl and earn a bonus crystal in the process. Let's hope they use that wisely in the next round. Back to you.